Beyond the grimed glass in the hut, he saw that the NCO stood at attention. He did not have to, as a respected officer, but at least he had made the gesture. He went to the far side of the cart and lifted the protective covering, an olive-green sheet of oiled plastic, shook the sleet from it, and exposed the ends of two metal filing cabinets, each laid lengthways. The sentry had little chance to observe that between them, a smaller item was swaddled in black rubbish bags and fastened down with rope. The bar was raised. The NCO was now at the guard post door. Did the major need help? He declined the offer. Two checkpoints were now behind him. One remained. It was that sort of afternoon when the pulse of the huge installation had almost died. Physicists, technicians, engineers, chemists, troops of the 12th Directorate, managers, all those who contributed to the beat of the pulse were gone to their homes if they did not have duties. The buildings on either side of the road were dark. 20 minutes later, the major, the three conscripts, and the cart were through the outer gate. If the guards at the final barrier had demanded to search the cart, they would have found a canister close to a meter in length and two-thirds of a meter in height and width, contained in a dull camouflage protective bag that had stenciled on it batch number RA114 in heavier type than the